How did you feel about my mom attending college with two children for the first time?
I thought it was very good because your mom wanted to further her education so she could get a good job making a decent salary for her and her two children.
How did you contribute during the time my mom was at community college? Like, were you taking care of us?
Well, I took care of y'all, and your mom basically, she did everything, you know what I mean? She did everything as far as getting into school, into college, and everything. Your mom, she did all the paperwork and all the work. I thought that was good, you know, because she knew people and, you know, she was in the college and she asked a lot of questions and you know, but and I guess she wanted to do it herself, which was very good, you know.
And how did you feel about my mom quitting her full-time job to reattend college?
Well, it was necessary for her because she was going to school part-time, but it was taking longer for her to get her education. So she had to quit school and attend college full-time so she could get out of school faster, you know, because she, you know, it took forever. She did it part-time.
Both.
What was that like?
Let's see. I attended college in the evening when you all were about at the age of 6 months, part-time. And then I continued to do that as I worked on my associate's degree for a few years. And then when I decided to attend Temple University, I continued to take evening classes until I was no longer able to go to school in the evening because they didn't offer the classes that I needed in the evening. So what I decided to do was quit my job, full-time job, go to school during the daytime so that I can complete all of my classes.
You said you quit your job. Were people upset about that?
Yeah, people was upset because they thought I was crazy for quitting my job. People thought that I didn't have any sense because I was a single parent. And how was I going to quit my job and raise two kids with no income? But I said I was going to make it work because I wanted to finish my bachelor's. And, move on to something else. With limited support, continue to go to school to prove to other people, family members specifically, that it can be done.
What was college life like? What were you on your mind during the time, like during college sessions and things like that?
College life was good. Going to school full time, as a single parent was good. I was able to take a full load of courses and I was able to, I had a flex schedule, so therefore I was able to, you know, attend class trips and do things of that nature while going to school full time. I was able to see, all the events, the sororities, the fraternities, participate, you know, go to games and do all the things that I wasn't able to do when I was in my later teens into early adulthood.
Where were we at during the time you were in college or at school specifically?
Sometimes y'all went to school with me. When you got sick, I had to take your class. So you probably sat in, what, one stats lecture? Maybe a research class. And but pretty much for the most part, you all were in school during that time that I was attending class. So it actually kind of became a little bit more easier as you all got older. I was able to manage my load a little better.
People supporting you in any sort of way? If so, who and how? Like, what type of motivation were you built off of as a single parent in college?
My motivation and my support group, my motivation was letting you all see that if you set a goal or something that you want to do, you can achieve it no matter what the obstacles are. Determination and hard work, you know, late night, staying up late, get certain projects done, papers done, and et cetera. As far as my support, I had support afterwards. As people see me near the finish line, then that's when the support started to kind of filter through and, oh, I knew you could do it. Oh, you know, you're such a strong person and things of that nature.
Describe your background story.
My background?
Yeah. How did this come to be about?
Well, I came from a middle-class working family. I was a spoiled child. Parents pretty much gave me anything that I wanted. I didn't learn responsibility until I had you all. Once I learned my responsibility, I started to mature a little bit more, not depending on the public welfare system, you know, with the support of some family. I didn't start hanging out until I was, 19, in which I met your dad, street person, and then you all were conceived, and that's when my journey began, pretty much. And then I didn't really have a bad experience, I want to say. I mean, you want to call your dad not being around at the particular time, but I don't really call that a bad experience because of the fact that I was still able to raise you all, take my yearly vacations, as well as taking you all on trips as well, and enjoying my early 20s. So I did, I was able to have fun and raise you all like most parents should raise their children. Introducing y'all to traveling and doing things, you know, going on trips and different things like that, so.
Did you have us first and decided you was going to go to college, or were you already in the middle of college?
I had already started.
Tell a story about I'm pretty sure that there was controversy over whether you should finish college or not. So talk about that. What was the controversy between your pop-up and mom?
Well, first my dad was upset that I wanted to go back to school and said that I need to work and not worry about going back to school right now because I had 2 children to raise and kept trying to find me employment and give me resumes and things of that nature, but I told him the reason why I wasn't going to work, and I told him that if I wanted a job, I would have stayed at the job that I was at because I was an underwriter, property brokerage underwriter, so I was making good money. I just didn't want to do that anymore. So I didn't get no support, and my dad was upset. We weren't speaking for some time because of my decisions and the choices and the things that I was.
Why did you decide to quit your job, besides going to college full-time?
I quit my job because I did not want to be an underwriter anymore. I got tired of working on other people's time, and I felt like I needed to do something and just go ahead and finish pursuing my degree because I was almost done. I started thinking, and where did I want to be at later on in life, and doing what I was doing was not where I wanted. I actually had a plan before I went ahead and did.
So what was life like, past and present?
As a single parent, I enjoyed the moments that I spent with you all as young children, as little ones, toddlers. I'm glad that I was able to provide and give y'all a well-rounded background. Socially and spiritually, and being there during the times that you all were growing and developing emotionally and giving advice and so forth. I didn't really have... The only challenging time is when you all got sick and I still had to work. Now, the most difficult time is trying to keep you grounded and focused as you all are growing and developing into young men and helping you all with the choices once you go out into the world. Because at the end of the day, you have to make the choice and not me. So, playing out scenarios, sitting down with you all and talking about what's going on, day-to-day activities, and just, you know, staying on you with your schoolwork and stuff like that. Hopefully, you know, you get it together.